Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Sports, or the Sports Show, as it will probably appear on your app, because our algorithms hate exclamation points and hate enthusiasm, apparently. But damn it, I'm filled with it, so I'm going to keep calling it Sports. I'm your host, Mo Stewart, and I'm here to talk about an institution in the British sporting calendar, something that we didn't manage to speak about last year, but I absolutely had to get into the calendar this year. As of this Sunday, is the 44th edition of the London Marathon, 26.2 miles around London, which, as I mentioned, has been an institution in not only in my life, but in the lives of lots of people. And there will be over 50,000 runners this Sunday. And I'm delighted to be joined by one of them, a man who I'm happy to call a friend of the show, a man who I've just spent 10 minutes talking about cricket with before we even started recording. And a man who will be running the 10th anniversary of his very first version of the London Marathon, Mr. Rowan Kalacharan. Rowan, thanks for joining us, first of all, mate.
Oh, mate, absolute privilege and joy to be here, mate.
So I said that the London Marathon is an institution. You and I are around about the same age. So I have early memories of sitting in front of the telly as a small boy, watching all these people run all this way and not quite understanding what was going on. What are your earliest memories of the marathon?
Very, very similar. I remember my first kind of like exposure to long distance running was they did a half marathon in Birmingham, which is where I grew up. And I would have been about six or seven. And it went past the end of our road. I remember watching and I'm kind of like, what on earth is going on? And then not long after that, you know, that first London Marathon was on the TV. And it was just nuts. I'd seen a couple of marathons before, Olympic Games, Commonwealth Games, you know, names like Rob Di Castella, you know, even before the Great Kenyans. And so I knew what the iconic 26.2 miles was, but for me, it was the domain of people who could do it, not the domain of the everyman. So, you know, when the marathon was on TV, it was always special. It always seemed to be raining as well. Yes. You would see the state of these people by the end of it. And then, you know, as it grew, it was the voices. It was, you know, it was your David Colemans. It was, you know, the voices of the marathon as much as anything.